And I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason. KLZ 560, hour number two is upon us. This next hour, we'll have Kurt Rogers joining us talking about the refinance mortgage, well, the mortgage world, I should say, whether it's refinance, new, whatever it happens to be. We'll talk to Kurt at the 5 o'clock hour. So if you got any questions for Kurt, be sure to get those ready to go. We'll have him here at 5 o'clock and get whatever questions you've got answered at the same time. So I appreciate y'all listening today. We're going to try to get Terrence Williams on with us. We've had him before, so hopefully he'll be around. We'll get him back on. And if you've not had a chance to watch Terrence on YouTube, I would encourage you to do so. He is a hoot. He is fun to watch. He's actually written a book. We're going to do our best to get him on, but if not, we will we'll have him back in the future. Let's just say it that way. So one thing that I would like to get into here as we determine to get Terrence on or not is I want to talk about the paid family leave program here in Colorado. I've talked about this at some length in the past. I've even had some guests on where we've talked about this. And this is something that you're going to hear lots of different stories on, mostly false stories from the left. The paid family leave program could have, and most likely will have, I should say, a $1.34 billion price tag for employers. That would be as soon as 2025. And it is essentially going to be an insurance program that the employee and the employer both pay into. Now, I have a different take on paid family leave, probably different than most conservatives. I do believe that we are at a point as a country where we need to do something whereby we can encourage folks to have families. Now, I'm not in favor of paying for people to have kids or to have families, but I do believe we need to figure out ways to incentivize folks to have a family. I don't believe it's all up to the employer to make that happen, nor do I believe it is all of us as taxpayers that should make that happen. But I do believe that as a country, and bear with me, and if you want to call in on this, feel free to do so, 303-477-5600. Give me your thoughts on paid family leave. One of the things that I do feel like we need to do is encourage folks to have kids. We've sort of gotten into this realm in today's world where, you know, we minimize people having kids. Minimize as in people that have more than one or two kids are sort of frowned upon. In fact, it's almost glorified if you don't have any kids. And I'm not saying that that we need a standard to be set on how many kids that you have, but I do believe there are ways we could incentivize people to have kids. I'm not sure that I want to do it the way Canada does. Canada actually pays people to have kids. I don't think that's the way to do it. But somehow we need to encourage people to have families again. And I'm not saying people need to have 5, 6, 7 kids like we did at one time in this country, but I think this idea of having just one or two kids, that's not going to cut it, folks. We as a country are already at a point where we cannot sustain our own growth economically as a country because our birth rate is already below what it needs to be to make that happen. We are at about 1.8 as a country right now, and we need to be at about 2.2 to 2.3, births to keep our country going, economically speaking. If we don't have that, this is what a lot of folks don't understand. If you don't have that replication, that birth rate that we need to keep the country moving forward, we then have to have immigration. Without immigration, we don't sustain the economy that we have. And there's a lot of folks out there, I think, even in the political end of things, that don't understand what I just said. And I'm talking in this manner in a very calm, cool, collective way, because the reality is we have to have the ability to encourage families to have kids, in fact, to raise great families. And we talk about things on this show on a regular basis on what needs to happen inside of the family unit to make this work as a country. But the reality is this particular Proposition 118 in Colorado would establish a family and Medical Leave Insurance Program, FAMLI, so family, offering up to 12 weeks of paid medical leave and another 4 weeks for pregnancies under the measure. Employers and employees would contribute 50-50 for the premiums, and they would be capped at $1,100 a week, which, by the way, is a lot. The program would require employees to contribute 0.9% of their wages for their premiums. Of course, the employer is going to match that. A fiscal report from March estimated that the state would bring in an estimated $626 million in tax revenue from the premiums for the fiscal year 22-23 and $1.3 billion in 23-24. In 2025, once the program is matured, Colorado employers would pay an estimated $1.34 billion in premiums. This would be an effective increase of the corporate income tax of 204%, the report said. The Common Sense Institute's modeling found that if the program's claim rate in its first year, 2024, is 6.2% with a 9.5-week average leave length, it would be insolvent based upon the 2023 premiums collected. So, folks, the reality is Proposition 118 is not going to get us where we need to go when it comes to paid family leave. Again, and a lot of you may disagree with me. I'm not in favor, by the way, of 118, but I am in favor of doing something. I don't have the answer, but I am in favor of doing something whereby we encourage employers to give some medical leave. And by the way, I don't think it needs to be 12 weeks. I think that's preposterous, frankly. I don't think any family needs, especially dad, to stay home 12 weeks with mom. A couple of weeks should be sufficient. Off we go. I don't see us needing 12 weeks. But we do need to come up with some sort of a model, a plan, if you would, whereby we encourage, and maybe it's through tax deductions that an employer can get, something along those lines, where if we set up something whereby we encourage people to have families, we have more families. And again, folks, if we don't do this, we're going to reap the repercussions, which we already are as a nation, of not having a high enough birth rate. So we're going to pay one way or the other by not doing something. We need to figure out collectively what is the right thing to do. Proposition 118 is not the right thing to do. I'll tell you that right now. But I do believe we need to do something to encourage employers to give some sort of medical leave when a baby is born in the family. I'll leave you with that. We'll come back and talk a little more. And Chana Kitchens is next. We're going to talk to Kurt Rogers, by the way, at 5 o'clock to figure out how you could even pay for your Enchanted Kitchens. It's not that difficult. But in the meantime, if you want to know about how to do a kitchen, how to do it right, how to make it the centerpiece of your home, just go to klzradio.com, look up Enchanted Kitchens, or call 303-376-7588.
Transform your kitchen into a place where you and your guests want to be. The design team at Enchanted Kitchens loves hearing from their clients once they start enjoying their new space. They hear all the time that people start cooking more often, spending more time in the kitchen. Your kitchen becomes the place where kids and grandkids naturally gather to chat. All of those little details, which you and the Enchanted Kitchens design team plan out so thoughtfully ahead of time, work together to create a space that feels comfortable and inviting, so everyone gravitates toward the kitchen more often. Many clients even say they spend more time at home because they enjoy their houses more. Your kitchen becomes the place where you and your guests want to be. You have time to transform your kitchen before the holidays, but you need to begin now. Mention Rush to Reason for a free in-home design consultation. klzradio.com/kitchens, where magic meets design.
All right, Affordable Interest Mortgage is next. Kurt Rogers will join us at 5 o'clock. So without further ado, if you need help from Kurt, give him a call today, 720-895-0500.
Rates are like a roller coaster lately. Are you concerned about the future and how to protect your home? Do you want to become mortgage safe? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. With home values still at their highest level ever and rates at historic lows, now may be the best time to be prepared if the economy changes. Last time, many of our friends lost their home when it was unnecessary. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have the ability to tap their equity should the economy change, all without having to borrow the money now. We can show you how to access your equity in these uncertain times to give you peace of mind and allow you to focus on what's important. your family. Call Affordable Interest Mortgage at 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. We are locally owned and operated since 2001. Our reputation of putting you first with straight answers and listening are unmatched in Colorado. Let us help you protect your home. Take aim, 720-895-0500, where it's all about you.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Terrence Williams joining us now, or Williams, I should say, joining us now. We've had him before, from the Foster House to the White House. Terrence, how are you, sir?
Oh, man, it is great to be back home, brother.
Well, I appreciate it. I know you're at a book signing. I apologize for some of the confusion we had. I really appreciate you taking time out of your day to join us. And I just want to have you back, as you're a joy to have. You're super funny. One who not only push your book out, but also what you got going on social media wise.
Oh man, listen, regardless of me having a assignment, I couldn't let my brother down, so I had to come back on, man. Well,
I appreciate it very much. And I talked about you yesterday in, you know, preparation for coming up to today, because I'm a guy, Terrence, you know, not highly educated at all. I'm just a guy that knows how to work, and I hope I've done fairly well in life, and feel like if I could just outwork the next guy, you know, I can make it. And yesterday we talked on air about, you know, the American dream. It's still alive and well here in the United States of America. It hasn't died out. I used you as an example because you have come from literally poverty to now being able to enjoy some of the fruits of your labor. And the reality is that's true for anyone out there if they want to work hard enough.
Yeah, man, you know this, like, this is America. This is a country where you can come from nothing. I mean, literally nothing. Grow up piss poor and grow up and be filthy rich, you know? Like, you can become filthy rich coming from a piss poor lifestyle, you know?
Yeah, no,
you are dream is real.
You're exactly right. And yet, Terrence, we've got those that are out there, some folks even on the left, that will tell you, especially because you're a black man and you don't have white privilege, that you can't make it in this world and you need the government's help to get by every day.
No. All you need is you at the end of the day. You don't need the government. You don't need somebody giving you something and handing you something. All you need is you, and you need to work hard, okay? All you need is hard work and determination to make it in this world, not just this country, in this world.
Amen.
But guess what? In this country, it's even easier to make it because it's a free country. So as long as you work hard and you are determined and you are serious about what you want to do in life, then you will be the greatest person that you can be. You just have to try. See, people want to sit on a couch and they want people to give them something. They want to complain and make excuses about this or that. No, you need to get up off your narrow behind and get a job and work hard.
Amen. And I guess to a large extent too, Terrence, you know, dream a little bit. Dream about what you could do. So, you know, and I'm a guy that I believe, you know, firmly, Terrence, in rewards along the way, even if it's a reward for yourself. So if you've got a really good goal, you set it, you achieve it, you make it, there's nothing wrong with even rewarding yourself and then moving on to whatever that next goal is. And I feel like, Terrence, we've kind of gotten into this mantra in this country, and I think it's politically driven, whereby people don't want people doing what I just said.
Yeah, exactly. That's what's really sad, is that if you have the ability to walk, the ability to talk, the ability to use your 10 toes and your 10 fingers, you need to take advantage of that and do whatever you have to do to make it in this world. Okay? We have too many people that are able to be the best that they're able to be, whoever they want to be, but they refuse not to.
Yeah, no, well said.
It has nothing to do with anybody.
Well said. I mean, I watch, you know, all of the things that are going on across the country, Terrence, from, you know, riots, burning down of buildings, which I still can't figure out how burning down somebody else's property and you know, doing the things that they do and graffitiing it and so on accomplishes anything in your own personal life. Maybe I'm out there, Terrence, but I just don't see how burning somebody else's property down helps me get ahead in life. Maybe I'm wrong.
Listen. Burning down a building is not helping anyone. Not you, not anyone. It's actually ruining somebody's livelihood. Mm. You're destroying somebody's property, somebody who worked and worked hard to build that property from ground up. I mean, people were burning down small businesses,
yep.
and for some reason, people thought that was going to help them.
I don't get it. I mean, you're a guy, Terrence, that, you know, even more than me. I mean, I grew up with, you know, a dad that taught me how to work really hard. I mean, we didn't have a lot growing up, but, you know, he taught me how to work hard, have a hard work ethic, outwork the next guy. I can still hear him saying that, you know, if you want to make it in life, just outwork the guy next to you. That's all you got to do. And you know what? He's right. You grew up, you know, different than I. You know, you had nothing. I had a little bit, but you had nothing. You were neglected, starved, abused, beaten, a product of the foster home system, but yet still at the end of the day made something out of yourself, which shows in the United States of America you can still do it.
Yes, exactly. You know, it's we have to go back into the American dream, and that's why I was able to do – that's why I'm where I'm at today, regardless of my mother – being addicted to crack cocaine and my father being addicted to crack cocaine. You know, my mom had 9 children by 6 different guys and was unable to take care of us because she put drugs and man before her children. And I ended up growing up in the foster care system, you know, until I was a teenager and then I was adopted. But regardless of me going through that, I'm still able to, I mean, I went from the foster house all the way to the White House and met the President of the United States of America.
That's awesome.
And that had nothing to do with the government. That had nothing to do with the state, with the city. That had everything to do with God and me.
I was just going to say, it had to do with you.
Yep, exactly.
I mean, the good Lord above got you there. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, you had to, you know, the good Lord is there for all of us, but you still got to put feet to the fire and make things happen. I mean, the good Lord will help anybody do that, but you got to participate as well.
Exactly. And that's why I tell people, listen, the only person that's holding you back is you.
That's right.
The only person that is stopping you is you, okay? You are stopping you. You are holding you back. And now, if you want somebody to stop holding you back, go look in the mirror and tell yourself to stop holding you back.
Terrence, you know, answer me this, because my heart goes out to young kids that weren't able to grow up in a home like mine with a mom and a dad, and my folks are still alive and I still see them on a regular basis, and my heart goes out to folks that didn't have that. So when you were in foster care and you're in that particular situation, you know, what were you thinking, and did you ever think you'd be where you are today?
Oh, well, no. I mean, during that time growing up in the system, I mean, all I was thinking about is some food and somewhere to live.
Gotcha.
I was thinking about, you know, the White House is not on my mind. I was just thinking about a house.
You're in survival mode. <You know?
laughs> In survival mode. Yeah, in survival mode. And it wasn't until I became, you know, when I started growing up and, you know, turning 17, 18, 19, that's when I started becoming, you know, and a young adult. And I tell people, you know, regardless of me going through things, listen, I can have excuses all day, but once you become an adult, you have to start taking responsibility at that point, regardless of what you've been through. I don't care who hit you. I don't care who starved you. You know, it's sad. Yes, it is. I was starved. I was beat, blah, blah, blah. But now that I am an adult, I cannot continue to let that stuff hold me back. I am grown. I have to start taking responsibility for my actions. I cannot use my past as an excuse for today.
What got you on the YouTube end of things to begin with? In other words, what was the first thing that you kind of thought of to say, hey, I need to put this out on YouTube and do what I'm doing? What made you do that in the first place?
Oh, you know what? I didn't plan for that either. I just made a video. It went viral on Facebook, and people were like, who are you? You are funny. You are great. We love what you're talking about. Can you keep on posting? I'm like, I don't do this, but I just kept on doing it because, you know, I started having fun with it. Yeah, it just happened.
That's hilarious.
It really just happened.
Well, I'll tell you what, folks listening, just real quick, if you've not heard Terrence, go to YouTube, Facebook, either one, look him up. You know, Terrence, you're hilarious. I've laughed I don't know how many different times at, you know, watching the videos that you put out, and you are absolutely a hoot. You're hilarious, and anybody out there listening needs to see you.
Brother, I really do thank you for that. You know, I appreciate the kind words.
I mean, both of my sons think that you're one of the greatest guys, one of the greatest comedians out there right now, and they love watching you. And again, I gotta say, Terrence, used you yesterday. I'm going to continue to use you as an example to make sure that the American dream doesn't die, because I believe in it full well. I'm living proof of it. You're living proof of it. The reality is, anybody in this country, it is the land. I said this yesterday. It's the land of milk and honey, and you literally can make anything you want out of yourself in this country.
Exactly. Anything. Because we are living in a free country, so you are free to do what you want to do, okay? People are free to burn down buildings, but they're going to go to jail, though.
Yeah, no comment.
But, yeah, you know, well, some of them are not going to jail. They got away with it. Maybe about 98% of them did, which is so disgusting. But that's a whole other topic. But this is a free country, and you're free to do what you want to do. You are free to be who you want to be.
You are.
Nobody
sure
is talking to you. It's not a socialist country.
Yep. No, it is not. No, you are spot on. Terrence, real quick, where do folks either watch you on YouTube, what's your channel, and or how do they buy your book?
Well, everybody can go to Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and type in Terrence K. Williams. They can go to Amazon and buy the book, From the Foster House to the White House.
Okay. Are you going to be anywhere around the Denver area in the not-too-distant future?
Most likely in the summer.
Okay. All right. Well, if you get out this way, you holler at us. I'll get you on air. You can come in the studio live even. We'd love to have you. And, Terrence, it's a joy having you. Your story is not only inspiring, but it, to me, is proof that the American dream is still alive and well, and you just need to keep doing what you're doing, sir.
Amen, brother. Amen.
I appreciate it. Terrence, thank you so much. From the Foster House to the White House, get it on Amazon. Terrence, thanks again. You're always welcome, sir.
Thank you. God bless.
You betcha, man. Take care, and I really appreciate it. And again, folks, that was who we were talking about yesterday. Terrence Williams grew up in foster care. You heard a moment ago talking about his mom and dad both being addicted to crack cocaine. He grew up in the foster care system. He was adopted. He did have an adoptive father that was very instrumental in his life. Which shows you that you all can make a difference in these type of individuals' lives. But he then took that and went from the Foster House to the White House. That's all I can say. And you can find, that's the name of the book, From the Foster House to the White House. You can buy that on Amazon.com. Purify Chevrolet is up next, folks. And they want to help you out with all of your vehicle needs. Doesn't matter what it is, new, used, they've got you covered. And they've got some great deals right now on multiple different vehicles. 10% off Colorado, 15% off Equinox, $5,000 cash off Silverado, plus a plethora of used cars as well. Find them at purifychevrolet.com or 303-659-8311.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purifoy. You know, being in business for 6 decades in any business is a tough thing to do, especially in today's highly complex and competitive world. As a small business, we certainly have experienced many trying times when there was no clear answer or path to take for survival. The COVID-19 virus for all of us has been the ultimate business disruptor. But once again, we've managed to keep on keeping on, and we are there to serve our many tried and true customers that have depended on us to always be there. We aren't and never will be a big high-flying dealership, but one with honesty and integrity and a culture of doing things right. We appreciate all our customers, many of which have come long distances to do business with us. We are proud of who we are and what we do. Purifoy proud. We certainly need and would appreciate a chance to earn your business, whether it would be for parts or service or if you're in the market for a new or used vehicle. We'd love to be your Chevy dealer. Find us today at purefoychevrolet.com and find new roads.
Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith, he wants to help you out with your future financial plans. He is a financial advisor, and he would love to advise you on where you need to be in retirement. Do you have enough money? Is it going to sustain itself? What are you going to do when it comes to retirement? What's your purpose? Where are you headed? Al can help you with all of that. Go to klzradio.com, 303-744-1128.
As people move toward the last phase of their lives, retirement, they're faced with many decisions, most of which are financial. For some, that can be filled with anxiety and uncertainty. I'm Al Smith, owner of Golden Eagle Financial, and I've been guiding people for many years as they prepare for or make that transition. I will listen very patiently about what you want your retirement to look like before I make any recommendations. In addition to creating the financial elements of a sound retirement plan, I'll share what I've learned from my clients about what they've done to make their final years fulfilling. It involves finding your purpose in retirement, For many, that may include giving back and helping those who need it. Arrange a free consultation with me, Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial, now at klzradio.com/money.
Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
All right, Barber's Foods. We had Greg Bloom on yesterday from Barber's Foods, and he brought some samples by even before we went on air. He has yet to bring anything by that we have not tasted as a station, even that everybody here does not rave about after he leaves. And Charlie's shaking his head up and down because that's exactly the way it is. Literally, anything you order from Barber's Foods, you will not be disappointed in. It is all farm to table, ranch to table, however you want to call it. Literally, they know exactly where that meat comes from, how it's raised, and how it gets to you. And that's what they do. There's a 5% discount right now by typing in SAVE5 when you check out. And don't forget to get your pre-order in for the salmon that we talked about yesterday. It is fabulous salmon coming, sockeye salmon coming right out of Alaska. Get your order in today. It's barbersfoods.com.
Barber's Foods has been feeding Colorado families the highest quality protein since 1949. For over 50 years, the Barber's family raised the last of Colorado-grown turkeys on a turkey farm in Broomfield. And today, the Barber's family distributes high-quality, natural, local, and organic proteins from animals raised on family farms. They personally know all their producers, so whether you're buying beef, bison, pork, or poultry, they know where it's coming from and the family who raises the animals with care and respect. Place your order now at barbersfoods.com or call 303-466-7338. Colorado-sourced bison, organic grass-fed beef, USDA prime beef, purebred Wagyu, slow-raised non-GMO Duroc pork, free-range chicken, non-GMO turkeys, and more. Barber's Foods, 100% Colorado native, owned and operated. Barbersfoods.com.
Mention Rush to Reason for 5% off your order. Plus, for a limited time, an additional 5% will go toward benefiting Save the Children. Barbersfoods.com.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
He's your happy conservative warrior.
What do you think is behind both Kamala Harris and Joe Biden referring to the Harris administration? I'm sorry, you can complain about me calling her President Kamala Harris all you want. Sometimes I get it right. I'm going to continue to remind anyone who listens what President Kamala Harris would be like.
Don't miss the next Mike Gallagher Show.
Mike Gallagher, weekday mornings at 8 on KLZ 560.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. And we talked a little earlier with Steve House in the 3 o'clock hour about alternative energies and so on and so forth. And a couple of you, Joe being one of you, and I believe Mark was the other, sent me a link to a PragerU video that actually talks about solar, wind, and batteries and how they will never come close to actually meeting our energy needs. So I thought, okay, well, if a couple of you have actually asked, this is worth playing and goes right along the lines of what we've been talking about over and over again here on Rush to Reason. So let me get my volume up, Charlie, and I will just hit play, and we'll talk about it as soon as we're done. Lines are open, by the way, 303-477-5600. Here you go.
Have you ever heard of unobtainium? It's the magical energy mineral found on the planet Pandora in the movie Avatar. It's a fantasy in a science fiction script. But environmentalists think they found it here on Earth in the form of wind and solar power. They think all the energy we need can be supplied by building enough wind and solar farms and enough batteries. The simple truth is that we can't, nor should we want to, not if our goal is to be good stewards of the planet. To understand why, consider some simple physics realities that aren't being talked about. All sources of energy have limits that can't be exceeded. The maximum rate at which the sun's photons can be converted to electrons is about 33%. Our best solar technology is at 26% efficiency. For wind, the maximum capture is 60%. Our best machines are at 45%. So we're pretty close to wind and solar limits. Despite PR claims about big gains coming, there just aren't any possible. And wind and solar only work when the wind blows and the sun shines, but we need energy all the time. The solution, we're told, is to use batteries. Again, physics and chemistry make this very hard to do. Consider the world's biggest battery factory, the one Tesla built in Nevada. It would take 500 years for that factory to make enough batteries to store just one day's worth of America's electricity needs. This helps explain why wind and solar currently still supply less than 3% of the world's energy, after 20 years and billions of dollars in subsidies. Putting aside the economics, if your motive is to protect the environment, you might want to rethink wind, solar, and batteries because, like all machines, they're built from non-renewable materials. Consider some sobering numbers. A single electric car battery weighs about a half a ton. Fabricating one requires digging up, moving, and processing more than 250 tons of earth somewhere on the planet. Building a single 100-megawatt wind farm can power 75,000 homes requires some 30,000 tons of iron ore and 50,000 tons of concrete, as well as 900 tons of non-recyclable plastics for the huge blades. To get the same power from solar, the amount of cement, steel, and glass needed is 150% greater. Then there's the other minerals needed, including elements known as rare earth metals. With current plans, the world will need an incredible 200 to 2,000% increase in mining for elements such as cobalt, lithium, and dysprosium, to name just a few. Where is all this stuff going to come from? Massive new mining operations, almost none of it in America, some imported from places hostile to America, and some places we all want to protect. Australia's Institute for Sustainable Futures cautions that a global gold rush for energy materials will take miners into remote wilderness areas that have maintained high biodiversity because they haven't yet been disturbed. And who's doing the mining? Well, let's just say that they're not all going to be union workers with union protections. Amnesty International paints a disturbing picture. The marketing of state-of-the-art technologies are a stark contrast to the children carrying bags of rocks. And then the mining itself requires massive amounts of conventional energy, as do the energy-intensive industrial processes needed to refine the materials and then build the wind, solar, battery hardware. Then there's the waste. Wind turbines, solar panels, and batteries have a relatively short life, about 20 years. Conventional energy machines like gas turbines last twice as long. With current plans, the International Renewable Energy Agency calculates that by 2050, the disposal of worn-out solar panels will constitute over double the tonnage of all of today's global plastic waste. Worn-out wind turbines and batteries will add millions of tons more waste. It'll be a whole new environmental challenge. Before we launch history's biggest increase in mining, dig up millions of acres in pristine areas, encourage childhood labor, and create epic waste problems, we might want to reconsider our almost inexhaustible supply of hydrocarbons, the fuels that make our marvelous modern world possible. And technology is making it easier to acquire and cleaner to use them every day. The following comparisons are typical and instructive. It costs about the same to drill one oil well as it does to build one giant wind turbine. And while that turbine generates the energy equivalent of about one barrel of oil per hour, the oil rig produces 10 barrels per hour. It costs less than 50 cents to store a barrel of oil or its equivalent in natural gas, but you need $200 worth of batteries to hold the energy contained in one oil barrel. Next time someone tells you that wind, solar, and batteries are the magical solution for all our energy needs, ask them if they have an idea of the cost to the environment. Unobtainium works fine in the movies, but we don't live in the movies. We live in the real world. I'm Mark Mills, senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute for Prager University.
All right, and there you go, folks. And that is just a synopsis of some of the things that we've talked about on air numerous times. And the reality is, and we've talked about, we've even interviewed people over the course of the last 2 or 3 years, whereby what the left wants done when it comes to renewable energies is just not feasible. It will not work, period. It's just not good enough technology. It's not there. It's not capable of doing the things that they say that it will. And it just isn't. So Take a quick break. We'll come back. American National Insurance is coming up next. And Paul Leuenberger, my agent, would love to help you out with all of your insurance needs. It's easy. He's a phone call away, and he is just a super guy. He would love to help you out. 303-662-0789.
Paul Leuenberger with American National Insurance offers a rebate program unlike any other. Every year that you don't file a claim, you get a certain percentage of your money back. Just one example of how Paul Leuenberger, the personal insurance agent of John Rush, keeps your rates so low. He rewards his customers for their diligence and responsibility. Paul can also help you strategize about when to file a claim and when to pay out of pocket so you save more money in the long run. You don't want to shop online for insurance because you have no idea what you're buying. You need Paul Leuenberger with American National, the no surprises insurance agent. Call 303-662-0789. That's 303-662-0789. And ask Paul Leuenberger with American National Insurance for details about his unique rebate program for home and auto insurance. Talk to somebody with the expertise to advise you so you get the coverage you expect.
All right, Extreme Auto Repair is next. And at Extreme, they want to help you out with a timing belt replacement, which right now is $100 off if you mention Rush to Reason. It's really simple. Go to klzradio.com or call 303-841-1071.
Mistakes happen. Auto repair shops prove their mettle when something goes wrong. The team at Extreme Auto Repair in Parker recognizes that mistakes happen. They're committed to doing what they say, even when that means replacing a failed part for free or honoring the original price they quoted a customer despite unexpected issues. They hear all the time from their loyal customers that's what keeps them coming back because of how the entire team responds when something goes wrong. The techs at Extreme Auto level with you, following through to fix the problem. They don't just replace parts, they repair vehicles. It's that same degree of integrity that keeps their employees around long-term, too. The average Extreme Auto technician has 16-plus years of experience, and they stick around because they share the same commitment when something goes wrong. We do what we say. No arguments, no excuses. Just apologize and work to make it right. KLZradio.com/extreme. Promises kept.
Now is the time to zero in on your target audience. So many businesses spread themselves too thin by trying to reach an enormous pool of customers. John Rush can help you define your niche, trimming the fat so you can maximize your profits. Not just surviving the shutdowns, but actually beating out your competition with smarter business strategies. You've done a good job staying afloat. Now it's time to hone in on your most profitable customers. Reach John now at RushToReason.com.
Grand Lake, Colorado is truly a place where God shows off his creation. Kim Munson here. Friday, Tom Goodfellow, one of the organizers of the premier Constitution Week celebration in all of America, Grand Lakes U.S. Constitution Week, joins me. Tom will explain why now, more than ever, it is important to understand, educate, promote, and celebrate the history and vision of our important founding document, and how this little town nestled in the Colorado Rockies is making a difference. Learn more Friday, 6 to 7 a.m., again, 10 to 11 p.m., right here on KLZ 560.
With every crisis, there is opportunity. Buying or selling your business? Kim Munson recommends Chris Cantwell with Transworld Business Advisors. Find Chris Cantwell at kimmunson.com. That's M-O-N-S-O-N.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Don't forget, Kurt Rogers joining me at the top of the hour. And that last video that I played was from PragerU. So you can go to PragerU.com. It's PragerU, just like it sounds, .com. And the link was sent to me, but the title of that particular video is What's Wrong with Wind and Solar? And Mark Mills was actually the person you heard talking there. He's a senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute. And I believe we've actually interviewed Mark in the past numerous times. So Mark's a really good guy, and you heard him there. What's Wrong with Wind and Solar? It's on PragerU's website, and it should not be that difficult to find. It just came out September 14th, so just a few days ago. But you can go there, do the search on it, and you'll actually find it. And by the way, as a side note, if you like those videos and some of the things that we play here from time to time, you know, subscribe to PragerU. You can actually join their mailing list, and you can donate to PragerU to get more of those types of videos out there. They're very, very educational. They're the type of videos that, as you could see from a moment ago when we played it, they're not confrontational. They just get the facts out. You could send that literally to anyone and have them watch it. Whether they would receive it or not, that's not your responsibility, but they are done in a very informative, factual, non-confrontational way, and I would encourage you all to use PragerU if you've got anybody at all on particular topics that you would actually like to present. You could sure do that. It would be really easy to do that with the PragerU videos, by the way. So, up next, I've got another video that I would like to play. I don't know if I have time for this. I think I'll save this one for tomorrow when it comes to COVID infection rates. Just real quick, I just want to give you some insight. You can actually find this one on YouTube as well. This one will be hard to find, so I'll do my best to try to link this up on my Facebook page. But there's some technical comparisons of COVID infection and death rates in European countries compared to all other types of viral infections. And it even talks about how the masks that we're all told to, you know, be worn that are supposed to reduce the infection rate. This video, which again, this is pretty much a unbiased video as you watch it. It's just the facts that are put out there. The reality is this particular video talks about how these mask-wearing mandates have done nothing to control COVID. In a nutshell, what this video basically talks about is how every type of influenza-type virus that comes out, which is exactly what COVID-19 is, that they all have a life cycle. They peak up really quickly, which we've seen. You know, once they get out and they start spreading, they peak up really quickly. But then once things start to settle down, they taper right back off. So it basically looks like a mountain. It goes way up, then it comes way back down, and then at the bottom it's kind of like a river where we see some of these little peaks and valleys of what's going on when it comes to infections and so on. David, though, is up next. David, welcome. What's going on, sir?
Hi, John. I had a quick observation for what it's worth about renewables.
Sure.
I think Mercedes-Benz has placed an ad in between Boulder and Golden. I'm on high on 93, and you know the area I'm talking
yep.
about where it goes flat.
Yep.
And over to the right, they're on large poles, and they look like the Mercedes-Benz emblems
ah.
on the front of all the cars. They're just sitting there still, and I go, "Oh, Mercedes is advertising today. Oh no, those are wind turbines."
Yep. That's NREL's wind farm up there, or their wind testing farm up on top of the old hill there.
And they're just sitting nice and still, doing nothing.
I'm guessing from looking at the flag out our window here, because there's no wind today.
Yeah, I'm just so glad I paid for the real grid, not the vapor grid, as I would call it. Anyway, just a funny comment. I saw that. I thought, they look like Mercedes-Benz.
Yeah, they actually, and I know the area very well, and that is, you are correct. That's exactly what they look like. You know, but on a serious note, David, I mean, the reality is it doesn't take a rocket scientist, which I am not, to figure out that you couldn't put enough of those things up to generate what a power plant does.
No, and here's a comment. Wasn't it called Abound Solar? That was the previous administration funded them here in Colorado for making solar panels, if I'm correct on the name. And they went belly up about 18 months later
mm-hmm.
because their solar panels would fail. They worked fine in the factory floor, but the minute they brought them outside in the sunlight, they fell. The chemicals used cost millions, if I've got my facts right, to clean up the buildings that they were occupying. So if it's so caustic in a building, I can just imagine what recycling costs are going to be for those that possess them currently now and will inherit them or have to get rid of them to renew that at some point in the future of the structure, be it a homeowner or building owner. I'm thinking that out loud there. But
no, I think you're thinking correctly. Even if you look at the video and you look through, you know, what they were talking about when it comes to future waste, when it comes to, you know, we're already seeing what the wind turbines are doing. There's a big, huge landfill up in Wyoming where a lot of those things are going to, because there's no there's no recyclability to a lot of the components coming out of the wind farms and the solar panels. It's the same situation. And, you know, that video talks about how the coming doom and gloom is going to be when these things really start to hit the scrap pile. Where do they go? What do they do? We're going to end up with way more waste then than we've got right now.
Well said. And that the fact that the batteries are so caustic, are we doing any domestic battery manufacturing at all in the United States now?
Other than car batteries and things like that, not that I know of, no.
Yeah, it's. I would love to see an expose on the caustic value. Oh, when I say caustic, I'm talking about chemical, the hazardous manufacturing that goes into that, and say, well, if we can't do it here, why are they doing it there? I mean, just to kind of get people to get into understanding it, but I don't know. I don't know how to communicate that. Prager's probably done something, so I need to look it up.
You know what? And again, back to PragerU, they've got so many resources on there. You just got to go look through there and kind of see what they've got. But to your point, they very well could even have that on there already.
Well, as always, John, I appreciate what you do and everybody behind the scenes does. So thank you for being on the
air. I appreciate it very much, David. No, thank you for your faithfulness. And that goes for all of you listeners. I really do mean that. Thank you very much. I get a lot of emails and text messages and things that come in from the show. And I appreciate it very, very much. And I thank you. And really what we're trying to do on this program is educate all of you so you can go out, talk around the water cooler or the family, have the right data and factual things to talk about, not just make it all about, you know, hype and emotion and so on. And I know I get emotional about certain things at certain times because some of the stuff just absolutely drives me crazy. And I know we need to be factual and state the facts correctly and state our side correctly. Otherwise, we just sound like a bunch of raging lunatics. But I know it's hard not to do that at times because things just can drive us crazy. For example, before I close out this hour, actual damage coming in from the George Floyd riots. They claim to be record-setting at $2 billion. However, there's always a however. We don't even know what the ancillary costs are to the damage. I mean, that's just physical damage that will be carried out by the insurance companies. We don't know what the rest of the ancillary damages will be. What I mean by that is lost jobs, lives that were lost, killed, injured, whatever the case may be. Talking about the you know, property that will never be recovered. Yeah, they may get some insurance company money out of it, but what if they never go back into business and they never become a production, you know, or a productive part of that particular city again? I mean, I can go down the line, folks, and the dollar figure, the $2 billion, is a fraction, in my opinion, a fraction of what we're actually going to see coming out of these riots on down the road, because the ancillary things are going to just keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger. This is not, by the way, don't let anybody kid you for a second, the left especially, don't let them kid you into thinking this is just like a hurricane or a tornado. It's not. The reason being is when a hurricane and a tornado comes through, you rebuild and you move on again, and yeah, another tornado might come down the pike, you know, years and years later, or a hurricane might come years or years later, but it's not coming the next night or the next month. So don't ever let the left tell you that this is nothing different than rebuilding after a hurricane or a tornado, because they are not one and the same, not even close. We'll come right back. Don't go anywhere. Bruce Simmons is up next. He's our reverse mortgage specialist. If you want to know anything about a reverse mortgage, that's all Bruce does. Give him a call today or go to klzradio.com or call him today at 303-467-7821.
Between the high home values and low interest rates of today's market, you want to call Bruce Simmons now about refinancing your reverse mortgage. Your home value has increased since you first took out your loan. By refinancing at today's low interest rates, you could pull more money out of your home without increasing your loan balance. Convert an even larger portion of the value of your home into tax-free money that you may use however you wish. Plus, as long as you continue to pay your taxes and insurance, you will never need to worry about making a mortgage payment as long as you live in the home. KLZ's reverse mortgage professor, Bruce Simmons, makes a potentially confusing loan program easy to understand. Right now, Bruce can even walk you through the numbers virtually, line by line, from your home computer. Visit klzradio.com/reverse and ask Bruce to run the numbers for you. Find out how much you could benefit from refinancing your reverse mortgage.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us today. I do appreciate it. And again, Kurt Rogers will be joining me here at the top of the hour. And we've had a call that came in late. I want to talk about the last particular topic. And you can always either text or email me if you'd like, even after the show, john@rushtoreason.com. Go to the website, rushtoreason.com. By the way, all of our sponsors are listed there. It's easy to find anybody that's a part of our show. We usually put up a guest list that day. All the podcast listings are there as well. So it's really easy. You can also use the KLZ app as well, but it's easy. Rushtoreason.com. Send me anything you want. Kurt Rogers coming up next. He's in the other side of the glass, so we'll talk to him in just a moment. Don't go anywhere. Hour 3 is next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.